Welcome to All Schemes Considered, where we dive deep on a startup and examine its viability as a business. It's a startup case study in about 25 minutes. I'm your host, Akash Shah.
And I'm your co-host, Sand.
I am so excited to introduce Emre, founder of Staxi, to you today. He's absolutely brilliant, and he's solving a really critical problem for many SaaS companies today.
So, Emre, what is Staxi? What are you guys doing?
Thanks for asking. We are trying to make security questionnaires not suck. I think that's us in a nutshell. So we're trying to help companies as they're getting through their sales process, selling to enterprises. One of the steps that unfortunately is a reality is going through security questionnaires. And big companies send those security questionnaires because they need to cover their own butts. And unfortunately, they're always a little bit non-standard. And so that means that your smartest people, your CTO, CEO in a small company, best sales engineers in larger companies end up spending a ton of time filling out these questionnaires. And it sucks. It's a time waster, but you need to get it done to get the deal done. So we're trying to help them by automating that process, getting the questionnaire filled out for them using the policies that they have and saving their best team members time to get more strategic tasks done while still getting questionnaires done well.
I have to say, the moment you said we want to make security questionnaires not suck, my hand was going to my wallet. Speaking as someone who did a ton of these for a long time, it was like pulling teeth. And you're absolutely right that it's this tedious, slightly non-standard problem that I was never able to really find a solution to because of that little tweak, right? Just every little security questionnaire was a bit different and it grated on me the entire time I did it. So I'm so happy that you're here right now and that you're here with a solution.
That's music to my ears. I love hearing that. Like I said earlier, you know, I'm sorry you have to go through that kind of thing. We hope to make this a non-problem for any founders or folks working in companies trying to grow. We kind of see ourselves as like helping the rebels in Star Wars against the Empire and trying to help the little guys a little bit, because there's lots of tools for companies to assess their vendors. And unfortunately, by and large, those tools suck to use. I've seen quite a few of them. And they're unfortunately a little bit painful to get through, but those companies don't care what your experience is as a vendor getting through them. What they care about is their customers, rightly so. The goal of all this, right, is get the deal closed, have a reasonable set of security that allows you to run your business without staying up all night that you're going to lose a bunch of data, but also get through these deals and get through these security questionnaires, because they're partly about security, but they're also partly almost a performative act, unfortunately. And companies need to do it for compliance reasons. They need to do it for risk management reasons. And what I like to say is that security questionnaires are the worst way of assessing another company's security, except for all the other ways that we have today. So,
Could you dig into what sort of companies ask for security questionnaires before they do business with another company?
Yeah. So writ large, it's companies who have to manage regulations. And there's a couple of different buckets that falls into. First, and probably the most broad bucket, is any public company. If you're publicly traded, if you are trying to be publicly traded, you need to manage and mitigate risk for your shareholders and stockholders, among other things, and regulators. You know, now you are, if you're publicly traded, you are subject to financial regulations and other regulations, and therefore you need to have a serious risk management function in that organization. We saw this recently there was a big hack with SolarWinds. 18,000 companies were potentially breached. And that vendor management piece is really critical of being able to say, okay, well, we did a reasonable due diligence on these vendors on their security side. So one of them is the enterprise side of things, big companies, public companies. The second one is government, and for similar reasons, government entities need to maintain the security of data. Another regulated industry is healthcare. So if you're touching anything healthcare related, and I see you smiling, Akash, so I can tell you had to handle this, but there's a regulation out there called HIPAA, which folks may be familiar with. And what that requires is that you put in safeguards to protect patient health information.
I totally understand now. You know, data becomes more and more important. And we both have regulations that say that companies need to do what they need to do to protect their data. But also consumers themselves are asking companies to be smarter about their data. And that's not even getting into the industry by industry regulations like HIPAA for healthcare, variety of financial regulations for the financial industry. I guess my question is Staxi for companies that want to make sure that their vendors are complying with regulations, or is it for the vendors to make it easier to comply with the regulations and speed up the vendors' time to close the deal?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And we're really, at this point, more focused on the latter. So specifically helping vendors who are trying to bring these new innovative products to market, to enterprise, and to these regulated industries where they can really make a change in the ability of these slow, relatively slow moving industries to serve their customers better. And one of the challenges in there is that security questionnaires is kind of how we think about it. You get a security questionnaire as you're selling into these industries. And we're really trying to help, I said it kind of earlier, but it's not necessarily the little guy, but anyone who's selling to these regulated industries is going to have to go through this process as they try and sell to these customers. And those are really the folks that we're trying to help at this point, is the people who are trying to close deals with larger companies, oftentimes in regulated industries, are being asked these questionnaires, and they're painful. They waste a ton of time, but they're necessary. And they're unfortunately a necessary evil right now. And we're just trying to make that evil a little bit less.
Yeah. reducing the necessary evil. I love that.
That'll be a new tagline.
This is also expanding out of regulated industries. I've seen, especially in the last couple of years after GDPR and CCPA, a lot of companies who normally wouldn't have given you a questionnaire or been this proactive about risk management have kind of bundled security in with privacy. And in fact, GDPR and CCPA necessitate a certain level of reasonable data security measures, right? So I think even any big company, not just regulated ones, is starting to become much more aware of this and sending out a lot of these questionnaires.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we see changing, you know, a secular trend, so to speak, is that one, companies are using other companies to fulfill core functions in their business. And we're becoming more and more interdependent, and we don't have full control over the third parties that we work with. So one way to exert that control, or at least show that you're trying to exert that level of oversight, is probably a better word, is through these vendor questionnaires. And so the more companies partner with others, the more that we'll see that. Secondly, there's just an increased flow of data between companies. And as we create more and more data, as we share more and more data, the risk of sensitive data that we're sharing becoming part of the public domain accidentally is greater. And what that means is that companies are going to need a way to assess, is this person going to place reasonable safeguards on the data that I'm sharing with them? And you're totally right, Zand. It's CCPA, GDPR, all of those privacy acronyms, called privacy alphabet soup, because there's so many of them popping up all the time. They're definitely increasing the pressure for companies to take a look and assess, are we taking reasonable safeguards? And as a vendor, what that means is that you have to be able to speak to that and answer the questions that you're getting.
So it's very common when you're trying to sell a new product to larger companies that have these regulatory or, you know, just internal risk requirements, you know, there's a sales cycle, and the sales cycle goes through stages. You have the window shopping stage, you have the price negotiation stage, and then you have the security stage. And it's in everyone's interest to make the sales cycle shorter so that everyone can get back to work faster. Can you speak to how Staxi reduces the time that's spent in this due diligence for security questions?
Yeah, totally. One of the big challenges that happens, and I spoke to this a little bit earlier, is these questionnaires oftentimes have to be answered by someone who has a relatively deep knowledge about your company's processes and procedures, because they're not sort of common knowledge among all of your sales. They shouldn't be common knowledge among all your salespeople unless you are a security specific company, in which case, you know, we might not be the best fit for you. But by and large, you don't want your salespeople to be experts on all of your internal workings, because then they don't have time to be experts on all of your products and on how to sell. And so what ends up happening is you have someone who is operationally really talented or knowledgeable in your company and ends up spending that time. The thing is that those people oftentimes have a ton on their plate already. So you're adding more backlog to someone who's already backlogged. And what ends up happening is this ends up becoming one more thing on their plate. Either you slow down other things to get this done and have them focus and prioritize this, or you have them put the security questionnaire on their docket and get it done whenever they finish the other 50 things on their plate. And so there's just that backlog there. Number two is that these things take time and they require knowledge from different parts of the organization. As I said earlier, salespeople shouldn't have this knowledge, but oftentimes they're the ones who end up taking the first pass because they're trying to save time on those, you know, whether it's in a smaller company, their CEO, CTO, or in the larger companies, their head of IT or ops or something like that. So you end up having salespeople do a job as good as they can, but it's not very good because they don't know. And then you end up passing this around. So it starts with the salesperson, gets passed to an engineer, oftentimes a senior engineer. That person does it. And then maybe you need someone even more senior to give it a quick review, to approve it, because this is representing your company. So all of a sudden, there's all of this handoff. There's latency in between each of those steps. And so what ends up happening is you end up spending a bunch of time and you've got lag time in between each of those steps. So that's one of the things that causes these questionnaires to take a while to get done. And so just backlog as far as the people doing them and then backlog as far as communication internally at the company. So we're trying to solve that. And I'm happy to talk a little bit later about exactly how we're approaching that. But in short, these things take a long time, not because they're particularly difficult, but just because the knowledge is distributed oftentimes in companies. And there's an agency problem where the questionnaires are being sent oftentimes to people who aren't the right ones to fill them out. And it takes a couple people to get them done.
This, you sound like you sit in the room with me. I've never had someone No, I'm serious. I've never had someone articulate exactly what the process is, but that is the process. I get a questionnaire from a salesperson. I got to track down DevOps or maybe the senior product guy who, you know, implemented this particular security set. It takes me ages. I now have three or four different versions of the spreadsheet that I have to like collate and get back to the client. This is, you've really articulated the process of filling these out.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm glad to hear that. We're coming at this not from the perspective of we've been the assessors on the assessor side. We're coming at this as founders who had to deal with this in our previous company. And just like you said, Zand, that's kind of how it worked. I mean, this is how it worked for us. And we hated it, but we bit the bullet and just did it because it was important. And it ended up taking time. And we were just so frustrated by it. As we started talking with some of our friends who had founded companies, we found that they were facing a similar problem and ultimately dealing with it in the similar optimal way, just getting it done, right? It's one of those things where you just have to get it done and you need to get it done to a certain level of quality. You can't, unfortunately, bullshit your way through it. You can't fake it. You have to get it done at a certain level. And that requires people who know what they're talking about to some degree.
Yep.
So if it usually takes me, and I know this usually, oh gosh, when I was working with Zand, sometimes it would take us ages, but just for now, let's say it usually takes 2 weeks to like gather all this information and just go through this frustrating process. What's that look like with Staxi? Does that 2 weeks become 10 days or is it even more? Like what does that 2 weeks turn into?
That's a great question. So maybe I should talk a little bit about how things work on our end. To answer your question in short, if it's taking you 2 weeks, we need to talk ASAP because, you know, things with us take, we deliver it in a couple of days, you know, within 48 hours, and your team spends all of 15 minutes on this.
So you turn a 2 week headache, you turn something that I have to have multiple meetings with multiple people with into a 15 minute email with you.
That's it. That's essentially what we're doing today. And that's how we're working with the companies that we work with. So, you know, if you want to jump on our sales team and just talk about that, I'd welcome it.
Well, the sales team is you, right?
That's it for now. So, yep. Yeah. If you want to double the size of our sales team overnight, you know, we could tag team it. And that's really what we're going after is if you're spending 2 weeks doing these kinds of things, even if there's lag time in between, that's 2 weeks that you haven't closed the deal. It's 2 weeks that the deal is dragging on and time kills deals. And even if there's interest on the client side, the faster you can turn around each of these steps, the more likely you'll be able to close the deal. So one is just getting the deal closed on your side faster. And two is saving the time from the folks on your team. So you hit the nail on the head.
Emre, this sounds incredible. How'd you get started on this? Like what made you decide to spend years of your life fixing, like, how'd you find this problem?
Yeah, great question. We came at this from the perspective of people who were living this problem, unfortunately. So myself and my co-founder, JJ, worked together in our previous company. And we were, for better or worse, the people who were designated to fill this out. So what would happen is our salespeople would send us these questionnaires and they would come to me. And part of being the co-founder, one of the co-founders at that company, was that I had a pretty good knowledge, despite not being a technical co-founder. I knew a lot about what existed, and I put the security program in place for those first questionnaires that we got. And so I knew quite a bit, but I'd still have to go back to JJ and ask some of the more technical challenges. And we ended up spending several hours on every questionnaire that came our way, even as we got more efficient. And we were thinking about this, and we were talking with some of our friends who had started companies, and they mentioned to us, they said, "Hey, have you guys figured out this security thing? Like, this thing is such a pain for us. We get into it on like a weekly basis. We're getting these questionnaires and we do them, we're closing the deals, but it's just crushing me as a founder to do these. I'm not an expert on these. Do you know anyone that can help with this?" And at the time, we were trying to think about kind of next steps for us. And we actually looked at it and we're like, yeah, we know a thing or two. You know, we're not the world's foremost security experts, but we know a thing or two about managing good security hygiene in a growing company. And we looked at it and we said, yeah, we think there's an opportunity to use the state of the art NLP combined with some expert review to do a pretty darn good job of this and get this done pretty quickly. So about 4 or 5 months ago in late 2020, I can't believe we're in 2021, but in late 2020, we started looking at this and started thinking about, okay, well, how would we solve this problem on a reasonable scale and in a way that allows us to scale to serving hundreds and thousands of customers fairly quickly. And we started building in late 2020 and released a beta version of the products earlier this year.
So is the kind of workflow, you get the information from the client, it gets put through this NLP algorithm that then tries to pull out like the appropriate information, and then somebody reviews, make sure it's correct. And then if it has to be corrected, that feeds back into the training model kind of deal?
That's exactly right. So we try to start from a known good source. And oftentimes that known good source is the company's policies. So all of the companies that we work with today have actually gone through some sort of compliance audit. Typically in the US, that's SOC 2. And they've gone through these SOC 2 audits, but they're still getting these questionnaires because big companies, companies think, okay, I'll do this SOC 2. And then I won't have to answer these security questionnaires. And sometimes that works, especially if you're selling into the mid-market. But if you're selling into enterprise, the big companies look at that, or if they're in a regulated industry, they look at that and they're like, oh, that's cool. That's great. You know, you check that box and now please still fill out the security questionnaire. And I think it's a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow after you spend tens of thousands of dollars going through SOC 2 and spending a bunch of time on your team, but it does make it certainly easier. So we kind of start from these policies that are known good. And to the extent that companies don't have policies, we work with them and help them draft those. And we take those policies and we use NLP to match up the questions in the questionnaire with the policies that are being sent. And then we give that a manual review. So some expert on our team, at this point, that's me, gives that questionnaire a review. And once that first pass has been taken on our side, we spend 10 minutes with the client reviewing any other question marks, making sure that they feel totally comfortable with everything in there. All of the approval actually happens on the client side. So they're able to approve or reject any of the answers in there and send it off to the client through a couple of ways through our product. So in short, using a human in the loop type process to make sure that we're able to do this efficiently, but also at a really, really high quality level.
Yeah, so it's almost like an NLP, I don't want to say intern, but someone who does the majority of the work and goes to the senior level, like, hey, can you check this over for me type deal? So you save the senior level employee 90% of the work.
Exactly. And the other thing is that as the questions get answered, that then feeds back, just like you were saying, Zand, we then take the answers that have been generated and use that to feed back into the model. So as more and more questionnaires get answered, of course, the model, especially for that specific company, gets more and more efficient.
That's awesome. And something I should have mentioned before, when we say the word questionnaire, it kind of makes it sound like it's this minor thing, but it's not. These can be hundreds of questions. They're huge.
Oh yeah. The typical questionnaire that we see is 200 questions, give or take. Yeah.
I'm just going to take the stage for a little bit. they don't even make sense. It's almost like the legal team went to an engineer internally and was like, what questions should we ask our vendors? And that engineer was like, I don't know, throw something together, add some like boutique questions that apply for their specific tech stack. And then that questionnaire is then handed to us. And it's stuff that like would never apply, so that the non-technical salespeople that are looking at it on both ends feel like they've done their due diligence. Sorry. Okay.
No, that's fair. I do want to not to bandwagon too much, but my other favorite security questionnaire questions are the ones that are clearly designed to favor another vendor in the RFP. I don't know if you've gotten these, where it's like, do you do highly specific thing? It's like, I wonder which of our competitors does that.
Right. Or this is like an RFP trick oftentimes that the companies will do in the sales process. You know, we've got RFPs are a whole other beast, but oftentimes security questionnaires are part of them. And in general, the best salespeople I know say, we don't do RFPs unless we wrote it. And that's exactly what you're talking about, Zand, is because they can kind of sneak in those questions that make it a very high likelihood that they'll be able to close those deals.
To disqualify a competitor.
Exactly. Is that they've basically walked the prospect in this case through the purchasing journey. And they've basically told them, here are the things that matter. By the way, it turns out we do all those things, but those are the things that you really should pay attention to and you should care about in this purchasing process. And that's almost natural in a sense, because as you're purchasing a product, you don't know all the details. And frankly, you shouldn't have to be an expert on it to be able to do it. And so you go to the experts, and oftentimes the people doing the work are the experts. And so, you know, when it comes to security questionnaires, we're becoming very quickly pretty expert on these security questionnaires. We see hundreds and coming up on thousands of security questionnaires, getting a good feel for what sorts of questions are there. And Akash, you mentioned some really asinine questions. And unfortunately, that is the reality. I talked a little bit about the agency issue on the answering side, and you touched on an agency issue on the questionnaire generation side, where the companies are deciding what questions to ask. And unfortunately, there's an agency issue there too, where the people asking the questions and generating those questions may not be sufficiently knowledgeable to answer them.
Absolutely. So how do you always need data to train NLP models, or even to understand, you know, you had to get your first security questionnaire and your first customer. How'd you guys go about doing that? Did you get customer number one?
We were lucky in that because we'd been working on a previous company and we had a bunch of friends who had started companies as well. And thankfully we'd all had some degree of success, some more than others. But we were able to tap into our own networks and say, hey, do you have this problem? We're trying to solve this. And our friends were all too happy to have us help them. So we started working with friends of ours who were running into this problem. And our friends were our first customers, which works out well, because if you're not doing a good job, they'll let you know real fast. They have no qualms about it.
It's absolutely true. And that's kind of taken you, has your growth mostly, where's your growth come since that first customer?
Yeah, so we've continued to stay pretty small. We're still in this kind of beta stage where we're taking on only a handful of customers who really have an acute problem. And what we're finding is that we're getting better and better with every new questionnaire that gets through. And our big focus right now is just making sure that every questionnaire is excellently done, because that is the key thing. You know, you could do it 80% job with just NLP probably. But in this use case, and a lot of use cases where intelligent and capable people are involved, 80% is enough. 90% is enough here. So you really have to get it right. And so we're focusing on making sure that we've built something that gets it really right.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're talking about where you are now. Let's talk about 5 years from now. A few employees, you have revenue, all the things that you dream about having. All the things that are keeping me up awake at night. What does your company look like? What have you done to change this little part of the world that you operate in?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my hope is that I would love to, and we talk about this, excuse me for making a Game of Thrones reference. I think it's a cultural faux pas these days, but we'd love to break the wheel of security questionnaires. Nobody likes them. It's just that they're the least worst option that we have right now to fulfill that need. And we'd love to create a better way to do this that requires less time on both sides, frankly, because no assessor is like, oh yes, I get to send out these security questionnaires and then spend time reading the answers that nobody wanted to write. So they're hurriedly done. And I have to decipher what they're saying because they didn't understand the questions. It's not a process that anybody particularly likes, but unfortunately it's a necessary evil right now. And so we'd love to essentially generate a protocol for doing these assessments in a as automated a fashion as possible, and to basically be able to be that layer that says, okay, Microsoft, do you want to work with these three companies? We know what your standards are. We know what things you require. Okay, company, you want to work with Microsoft? Here are the five things that you need to do in order to get this deal from a security perspective. And all of a sudden, it's here's the standard for working with us. This is what you need to do to earn our business. And I think I find that to be a much more straightforward thing that can actually be accomplished, that short circuits this long back and forth between companies. Of course, there's complications to that. But what I'd love to do, the way I'd love to change this specific part of the world, is just reduce the amount of time that's being spent going through this performative aspect of things and enable these partnerships and sales to happen at a faster pace and maintain security. Because ultimately, this is about companies trying to assure their customers and their stakeholders on both sides of the equation that they are taking reasonable steps to maintain security. So if we can accomplish that and speed up the sales process and buying process, I think I'd look back and say, hey, you know, we're achieving the goal that we've got.
That's beautiful. And I can see the future now, and I cannot wait until it's as simple as just being like, are you Stacksy compliant? Maybe that's not the right word, but.
No, are you kidding? That's exactly what we want here. Brand that. Are you Stacksy compliant?
Like, are you Stacksy compliant? Sweet.
Yep.
Or like Stacksy, yeah, Microsoft. Oh my gosh, I can already see it.
Yeah. You know, our goal is to help growing companies and to help them to get these deals done. So if you're receiving security questionnaires, honestly, we'd love to help that not be a pain for you. And if you've got a question on them, if you are stuck receiving them, just drop me a line. You can just shoot me an email. My email is just mray@stacksy.com. And let us know. We'll be happy to help if we can. If we can't help you, we won't waste your time. We'll just try and help you in any way that we can. But even if you don't end up being a customer of ours, we'll work to help you get through that security questionnaire, because ultimately that's our goal, is help companies to close these deals, stop wasting time, and get more stuff done.
Thanks for listening to this episode of All Schemes Considered. It means a lot to Zand and I. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and check out a few of our older episodes. We're available on our website, allschemesconsidered.com, and every podcatcher under the sun. If you really want to make our day, consider sharing it with a friend or coworker. If you have a scheme you'd like us to consider, a guest you'd like us to have on, maybe you just loved or hated this episode, we want to know your thoughts. I'm on Twitter @akash.io. That's AAKASHDOTIO. Or you can send an email to allschemesconsidered@akash.io. Zand, you can't find online because he doesn't believe in the digital public forum.
I'd like to thank our supporters for helping support All Schemes Considered. If you'd like to support All Schemes Considered, you can start with the link in the description. At the very least, support us by not skipping past our sponsor messages. Thanks again, and keep scheming. See y'all next week.